it's interesting and it's a good feeling having more female DJs in the industry. Because if you go back to when, I mean, this whole like, oh, you want to be a DJ? Hell no. Absolutely. You don't know what you're doing. You're probably looking for excuses to just live a wayward life.
Yeah.
That's on the male side.
Yeah.
Now reflecting to the female gender. So it's amazing, you know, and it gives me joy because I know, like, this is is an act on its own.
Absolutely.
It's beyond playing.
You ask me where I get all my energy from. From the stage, to the studio, and to my desk. I am the energy god. And you can be one too.
You're listening to Adeshokpe Live, the Afrobeat podcast. Right.
Right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Adeshokpe Live, the official Afrobeat podcast, where we break down the hot topics within the culture. And sometimes I'm joined in the studio one-on-one just to have a chat about them. As always, I want to say big shout-outs to you for supporting, liking, sharing, commenting. Please take a moment to subscribe. We need the numbers to go up. So the bigger our platform, the better we will be at promoting our own people without waiting for other platforms to promote them. So we appreciate the support. Click the subscribe button and share with friends and family. As always, we are at the Afro Media Studios in London, where we make all things happen. Big shout out to the entire team, including LM Media. And this episode, as others, is brought to you by the Energy God Energy Drink. Drink and be yourself. Stay energized. This is for us, by us. So support it. We appreciate the support. Visit energygod.com. That's GAWD.com for your orders. Now, joining me in the studio is an award-winning entertainer, a superstar out of Africa, west side of Africa to be exact, representing Green, White, Green. An incredible DJ, groundbreaking music producer, music executive, A&R, artist in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Neptune!
Oh my God. All those accolades for me.
My brother.
Good to see you.
Listen, man, you're looking amazing.
I'm trying. I'm in London, innit?
How you managing the cold?
Funny enough, it's not that bad.
It's not crazy yet.
Yeah, it's not crazy yet.
We just have a feeling that one day we'll just wake up and it would have gone mental.
I guess I'm lucky. I came in at the right time. So chill. Let me go back before you go mental on them.
Listen, you know, one of the interesting things about speaking to people like yourselves is, yes, you're an artist, but the first love is being a DJ.
Exactly.
And let's talk about the DJ aspect of things first.
Okay.
Talk to me about, as best as you can, your DJing journey. How it's been, how it started, you know, and where you are now with being a superstar DJ.
It's been amazing. My journey is like a testimony. I mean, considering how I started, I've always wanted to be an entertainer growing up, but my parents were like, nah, no way, not under my roof. So I had to pipe low. That was music wise, you know. But there was this day I was opportune to attend a friend's party, and that's where I saw DJ live for the first time. It felt like magic, you know. Right there I just fell in love. Went back, did my research, started listening to a lot of radio shows, a lot of radio DJs, started getting familiar with music, the tempo, the genre, and all of that. And until I stumbled, I met DJ Douglas, who's based in the UK right now. Yeah. Shout out to him. So I understudied under Douglas.
Wow.
He allowed me use his equipment. I'm talking about days of turntables, vinyl, pin.
So those things
were, those things were very, very expensive as at that time. And then moving forward, I was opportune 3 years after to get on the first private radio station back home, Raper FM.
Shout out to Keke.
Yeah. I did that straight 6 years.
Wow.
So that kind of like put my name everywhere. And then I met with Nate Tosia, one of the collaboration. And then he walked up to me like, young man, I love how you handled my sets. Do you work with anyone? I would love for you to be my band DJ.
Wow.
You know, and that's how we started that movement around 2008. Got to travel around the world, you know, see things, perform on different stages, culture and all of that. Then fast forward to 2010, when I decided to start putting out my own music.
2010.
Yeah, bringing, that's when I did one of the first singles, 1-2-3 with MI, and the remix with Nato C, the late Dat Green and MI, you know. So it's been a journey, and for me, I've just been taking it one step at a time because I know where I'm coming from and I know where I'm heading to.
Absolutely. So were you kind of like born and raised in Lagos?
Yes, born, raised in Lagos from Edo State, both families. Lost my dad at age 16, you know, so I mean, being like the only boy, the last, and I had three other sisters, so it was just,
so you became the man of
the house. Exactly.
Yeah. What was that like, you know, having to navigate that difficulty of losing your father and ultimately being placed in a position of being the man of the house?
It made me a man, as at that time I had to start making decisions, and then I had to own up to my decisions. It either works in my favor or it works against me. And that's why I told myself that DJing, entertainment, is what I'm going to go for. I remember leaving my comfort zone for 2 years because no one understood what I was doing. Therefore, I just wanted to live a wayward life. But while I was out there, I told myself, you can't afford to fail because these people are watching you. They're just waiting for you to cry back. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was doing. You know, but I mean, like I said, my journey is a testimony. I give all the grace to God. I mean, he's blessed me with this talent. I feel this is my own ministry, my own way of ministering to people, bringing them out of depression. Absolutely. Either by my music or when I'm performing somewhere out there. And I feel blessed.
As a DJ, we've seen different stages or transitions of the DJ, where the initial one is the image of like a big guy by the booth, you know, with his headphones, picking the ones and twos. But fast forward to 2023, it's more like the beautiful lady, hair looking long and nice. She's pretty. She could dance. She leaves the DJ booth. She's dancing.
Yeah.
And it looks like, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I travel into Europe a lot. And I would say for the first time, the most influential Afro DJs are now the female DJs, because there's a lot more female DJs coming out of Europe and Africa trying to emulate these incredible winners out of South Africa and some from West Africa.
Yeah.
Where does that put the, you know, the traditional male masculine standing by the turntable and just moving ones or twos, when there are beautiful ladies that shake their, what their mama gave them, they dance, they get into combinations.
Yeah.
What's that like for the DJ? Tell me what the conversations are like now.
For me personally, I'm excited because, I mean, you know how they say what a man can do, a woman can do better.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting, and it's a good feeling having more female DJs in the industry, because if you go back to when, I mean, this whole like, oh, you want to be a DJ? Hell no.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you're doing. You're probably looking for excuses to just live a wayward life.
Yeah.
That's on the male side.
Yeah.
Now reflecting to the female gender. So it's amazing, you know, and it gives me joy because I know like this is an act on its own.
Absolutely.
It's beyond playing music.
Absolutely.
You know, so for people to see it and want to embrace it and take it as a profession, that gives me joy.
Especially,
so please, we're welcoming more. Yeah. Because, I mean, the sky is big enough for all of
Absolutely.
Us to fly and excel.
Absolutely. Now, again, going back to you being a DJ in Nigeria, extremely competitive industry where there's so many fantastic DJs and, you know, superstar personalities like yourself, and now throwing your hat into the ring of making music and selecting artists that will make big collaborations. You've had the ones, you know, your Mr. Easy's, your Joe Boys, all of these guys.
Yeah.
What is it like now stepping into the A&R position and looking at the future artists that you think is going to move?
So it's so crazy because the A&R side have always been there. Because, I mean, from being that street DJ to private corporate DJ,
yep,
to a radio DJ,
yep,
a club DJ, a concert DJ, you know, so like my knowledge for music is across like,
you know, the sound that can work in a club, a party, a stadium.
So it's a combination of everything and culture as well. I'll tell you, Nato C's up Super C Season album, which was his last album, I hear and out of that. From the production side, shout out to the late Dr. Frabs, to like, I have my imprint on there. So there are a lot of tracks that you see out there that my artist friend would just call me up like, yo, are you home? I'm pulling up, listen to this. or where are you free, can you pop by my studio, I want you to listen to this song, give me your advice. So there's a bit of that, you know. So but I mean, my primary focus is DJing. That's my first baby, you know. Music is there as well, and the A&R side will always be there. So I mean,
I want to talk about something you just touched briefly, that the generation of fans that we are serving at the moment might not understand. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of Natoc? You know, I'm actually feeling emotional.
The only MC with MSc. Sorry, MSc. My bad. So with NATO, right? NATO is a movement. NATO, I mean, study people that make music. Study hip-hop artists. NATO is one of those very successful hip-hop artists who can go into the booth, create his own chorus, and give you an excellent verse. Not your type of rapper who would probably need a singer. No disrespect.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone makes music differently. But that's just him. NATO came up with slangs like, you know my P.
Kenny Big Deal.
I mean, like, NATO kind of like bridged cultures together. Considering the part of Nigeria where he's from.
Absolutely.
Now check his outfit when he's performing with the kaftan, the Taliban, you know. So like, is one artist that a lot of people should go back and understudy.
Why did he stop?
I mean, I don't know.
Do you have that conversation? Like,
so,
I was on Instagram one day and people were saying, you know, who was more impactful, and they put certain pictures up. And I looked at the comments. I saw the young kids going, you know, what's Natoc doing in there? I almost broke my phone. Like, do you know what it takes? This guy was wearing a kaftan and trainers.
Yeah, and it was cool for everyone. It was a movement.
Like, you can't understand. If you were not there, you don't understand what this
like,
guy
like
meant
some
to
of
us,
your I've been in conversations whereby some of our favorite rappers are even speaking about Natoc. So like, yo, that guy, like I'm not even gonna lie, I jacked something from him, man. Like, it's just like the swag is just
the swag 10 over
so,
10.
So music wise, I'll be honest, I feel like that gap is still there.
It's still there,
just chilling.
Natoc.
So
come on, man.
And I know my boy can still like
he
the music is
it.
There. It's there, but
10
I
tracks.
Mean, I guess it's just, you know, in life,
making
you just
too much money right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where is he?
Know.
Is he in the States or Nigeria?
The last time I saw NATO, I ran into him at the gym. So that was in Lagos. So yeah, we stay close to each other, from you know.
Man, listen, if anybody knows Natoc, man, the game needs you now.
Yep, you know my P.
Let's just celebrate you one more time, brother.
This like an EP, Natoc, like a 4-track EP. I told you. Like,
make you just for us. That way,
for
just,
the culture.
Yeah, do it for us.
Now, I'll go and pull him. That's an assignment for me now.
Please.
That's an assignment.
Speaking about the culture, Afrobeats is where it is right now. The nominations for the Grammys just came out. I'm not sure if you've seen.
I saw a couple of them.
Davido, Burna Boy, yeah. You know, we see the young princess Ira Starr, we see Tyler,
mm-hmm.
We see Asake and Olamide. What are your thoughts? There was no place for Rema. Are your thoughts about?
Wow. So yeah. I wouldn't know, because I know most times they say you have to submit tracks and all of that stuff. So I don't really have that much knowledge as regards the criteria, so I'm not going to say what I don't know, but I mean, considering how Calm Down went really far, I feel it's only right for the Grammys to have considered. But
again, that's why we need to focus on ours and really celebrate our own
platforms. Like that.
You know, your Headies Awards, your Sound City Awards, your Trace Awards, you know, VGMAs in Ghana. It's time for us to empower.
Because I feel like when it comes to awards, right, I mean, they might not get it right all the time.
Absolutely.
But as long as you have your numbers are going up, week in, week out, you're on the road. I mean, I don't know what other plaque you're looking for other than that, because that's like major achievement right there.
Speaking about being on the road and week in, week out, we see artists like Burna Boy, Yemi Alade, Rema. You know, we've seen Ruga, we've seen Omale, now we're seeing Ira Starr. You know, there's a consistent pool of artists from Nigeria that have made the road almost a home for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, looking at where we've come from and now where we are, where these artists are selling out arenas and you know, Burna Boy's doing stadiums. And mm-hmm. How does that make you feel, knowing the, you know, the dinghies that we used to move in? You know, that back alley club, where promoter never paid the £300, we still did.
You know, yeah, Baba, I just said, Baba is not going down today. Money for hand, though. It's crazy. And I'm so happy to be alive. I'm so happy to be part of this generation because it's a blessing. I mean, coming from the days you just mentioned,
absolutely,
when it was a crime to have our song being played in nightclubs overseas. You know, you have to have the big spenders there to be able to convince the club owner reason why African song needs to be played, because these guys are going to keep on celebrating and having a good time, which is more money for us.
Absolutely.
You know, so we've gone past that stage.
Absolutely.
We've gone past the stage of, oh, we're just making our presence on the charts. We're making our presence at like big stages, big arenas.
Facts.
It's a blessing. And I tell people, like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, we Nigerians, we Africans, just give us that little space.
We will make it happen.
That's it. You can't tell us it's impossible. There's impossible is not in our dictionary.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's a good time to be alive. Everyone is doing great. Everyone is taking the culture to the next level, doing their bit by bit, because we've had legends before this era.
Absolutely.
You know, so we always have to give them their own flowers.
1,000%.
And then the boys running now with the marathon, some new guys are still coming who will take over from them. So it's a gradual journey. But then my advice is, let's learn to protect our own. Let's learn to support our own. Let's learn to tell our story everywhere we go to.
Facts.
Never be ashamed of how you sound or how you look. Tell the right story, because we're not going to have these people tell us our own story and tell us the way they think they know.
Absolutely.
You know, that's like misleading. So I think we should always consider teaching our history to the new and upcoming superstars, so that way they are well guided and they know what to do when they get into these big deals.
Absolutely.
That comes their way.
Absolutely. Multiple albums underneath your belt, multiple hit records underneath your belt as well. You've worked with some of the greatest artists out of Africa, from Nigeria to Tanzania to Congo to everywhere, you know. But can you tell this? We're recording, guys. You heard me? That's live recording during the podcast. But as I was saying, you know, you've got multiple records and hit records and albums underneath your belt. This is 2023. You know, you're looking to step into the next level.
Yep.
You've got a brand new single.
Yes.
With one of our favorite artists, a young brother of mine that I love so much. His album guided me through the pandemic. And and then, you know, my brother Joe Boy Pondek.
Yep.
Talk to me about that relationship and this record that you guys have decided to bring together.
Shout out to Joe Boy. I remember the first time I met Joe Boy was at Easy's studio. He was just in his own little corner, just watching what everyone was doing. And then Easy had mentioned to me that that's Joe Boy. I mean, one of our product from the Empowered 30 camp. You know, we're going to sign him on. I need a manager for him. What do you think, like, working with Joe? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I think I was Joe's manager for a week.
We're helping him.
So we went for an interview at Hip TV. That was our first, I think, Hip TV and NTA. Like, yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was Hip TV and NTA. And I saw the fire in him. So he was no brainer when he started, like, going places, shutting down shows, winning awards. I mean, Joe is Joe. Joe is talented. You can't take him out of his box.
Different.
You know, he would always deliver. I remember when we were making Nobody. It was
multi-platinum selling hit single. Let's get it right.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Multi-platinum selling hit single globally.
Yep.
Let's talk that talk.
Yep. You know, so it was just one random evening I was in the studio. Shout out to Magic Sticks, who's doing amazing stuff
with
right
Ashake
now. Yeah.
And everybody else.
Yeah. So Magic sent me that beat. I was just dancing in the studio for like 40 minutes because I knew this was a smash. No vocals on the beat. I knew it was a smash. And while I was having my moment, I just thought about Joe. Prior to that day, we had recorded the song,
yeah,
and we're talking about how we're going to release another that. So I just sent him the beat, like, Joe, listen to this. This is fire. I know you'll love it. And then he responded back, like, oh, yeah, this is dope. Give me tonight. I'll send something in tomorrow morning. And then we ended the conversation. And I remember waking up the next morning. I checked my WhatsApp, and I had a message from him and an audio file. I listened. That was nobody. And then I reached out to Easy. We're just having a conversation, like, yo, I just created something with Joe. It's crazy. And he was like, oh, let me listen to it. I sent it to Easy, and he was like, guy, if I don't have a verse, yeah, just know our friendship is gone. You know, so that's how Easy came on board. And that record changed a lot for me. You know, unfortunately, it was the pandemic, but then it is what it is, you know. So I'm grateful. And since then till now, we've been talking. And early this year, I told him, like, Joe, I mean, 3 years after, we need to give them something again. I was like, big bro, I'm down whenever you're ready. And with Mumu, this was the right time. We spoke, got the record done. Shout out to Signal on the production. And then, boom, video is ready. It's about to pop up. Shout out to Pink Films for that. It's amazing. You love it. But for now, the song is growing. Everyone is loving it. And I'm just pushing it one step at a time.
Are we looking at putting that as a part of a project? Or are you just leading with this single into 2024 and then we'll see what happens?
So there's a project already. There's an EP already, right? But I'm just using this to lead myself into 2024 and then see how it goes. And then if it's the right time to release the project, I'll put it out.
And finally, for you, I've been pushing you for a while about getting on the road and really just coming out here and doing a lot of work. Yeah. Are we finally going to get that movement for Neptune?
Definitely. The movement has started. I mean, it's not like I didn't want to come out here and do more stuff, but it's just been crazy back home. But I mean, I've told myself, you know what, 2024, I'm going to be out there more. I mean, yeah, home is home. We've conquered well what we have to do, but let's take this to the next level. So definitely, I'm going to be on your faces a lot 2024.
Listen, my brother, I've always been a fan. There will be many, many moments like this where we'll sit down and really chop it in, you know, going forward. The record with Joe Boy is, without a doubt, a smash. Shout out to my brother, Joe Boy. Mumu is a hit record. Go check that out.
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my superstar guest all the way from Africa. It's DJ Neptune. Woo!
And I'm chilling with Energy God. You better get this for yourself.
The
Afrobeats Podcast. Right. 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 Right